New Country Z100, the Zac Brown Band, and Homegrown. 8:46 this morning. Hey, Kent, the Country Morning Show with the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. Every Monday night, I check in my man card. I throw it out the window, and I'll watch it with my wife, who joins me on the show this morning about this time to recap it here. Hey, love, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? After watching the show last night, I'm ready to go to the Bahamas.
Oh, me too. It was beautiful.
That water is so blue. I'm ready to go on National Pina Colada Day. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, we started off last night with six guys. They were all very quiet after Colton got the first one-on-one date card. What do you think about Colton at this stage of the game?
I still just feel like there's something off about him. I just don't feel like he's really in it for her. And I don't know, he was nervous, you know, when he told his big secret to her.
Yeah.
And you could tell he was shaking and he was nervous. But on the other hand, he just told a very personal thing on national television. So that's probably why he was nervous. I don't see it. I don't see it with him.
Well, Becca, the Bachelorette, gave him a rose to send him on, because now if they get a rose, they're going to hometown date. So they get to meet his family, and that's a big step for these guys. So Colton got the rose one way or another. He worked his way in there. The next one, Garrett, is my favorite, and I know that it's probably going to end up in the friend zone. I think it is. What do you think there, Joy?
I don't think that she sees him like that. I don't think it'll be in the friend zone. I like Garrett with her. I like Garrett a lot. I really do. But last night she was it almost seemed like she was a little bored with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a weird deal. I think she's trying to get more from him. She's trying to get more out of him than just everything's good and grand and beautiful. And she's wanting to kind of see his vulnerable side, I think.
But they had a good time on their date and did that thing and whatever. And you know, she kisses everybody. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about Wills. Let's talk about his kissing.
Okay. Well, Wills is one of the dudes that she sent home. And I don't know. It just seemed like he's kind of how am I going to put this? More of a feminine kisser.
He is a feminine kisser. It's the weirdest thing. Like, when he's kissing her, he looks like the way a girl kisses, if that makes any sense at all.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, what is he doing? And at first, I thought maybe he was just nervous, but no. That's just how he kisses.
She sent him home. That was one of the guys that got sent home on the group date right there, was Wills. The other dude was Leo. Well, let me tell you about Leo. If he would dye his hair blonde, he'd be the new Fabio.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, Leo and Wills were sent home in their group date. Let's talk about Blake and his dance moves. Dude can dance.
He's got some moves, for sure. He kind of reminded me a little bit of Ben Stiller on Along Came Polly. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Yes.
But the way he was dancing. But he's cute and he's fun. And like she said, she just feels so alive when she's with him. And I really think he'll be down to the final two.
So you got Dancing Blake, Garrett, Colton, and then finally on the group date, there was a 3-in-1, and the guy who reigned supreme on that was Jason, who I think looks like the Count from Sesame Street. I just think Jason he's the low man on the totem pole right now.
I think the last three that stuck on the group date, all three were.
Well, babe, looking ahead at this deal, what do you see here coming in the near future? Because apparently there's a little bit of a scandal coming up, and she's going to meet with Tia from Arkansas, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Tia's going to tell her she still has feelings for Colton, and it's going to bring that crashing down.
Oh, heavens, no. Say it ain't so. All right, so we're off to the hometown dates next week on ABC's The Bachelorette. And the other thing, one last thing I want to put in here, if I do make it to the Bahamas, I will never, ever eat the conch.
No way.
They called it the ocean's Viagra.
Mm-mm. No. It looked like a slimy, clear gummy worm.
Yeah.
But it was fresh from the ocean. Uh-uh. Nope. Not for me. I would have passed on that.
I don't care what kind of healing, miraculous, aphrodisiac type of situation that's about there. No way in Hades.
No. You'd probably be hovering the toilet.
Yeah. Hey, babe, I appreciate it a ton. We'll see what happens here. You still feeling Garrett? You feeling Blake?
It's really close. I don't know. It's really close. I think long term, I see her more with Garrett. But I think that she has a really great relationship with Blake too. So I don't know. We'll see. I think this is the first time I've ever felt equally the same about, you know, the people I think are going to be the final two.
And you haven't checked with Reality Steve?
No, I have not.
And this is what you said from the beginning, Blake or Garrett?
Yes.
Love, thank you for your input today on the show. As always, I love you.
Love you too.
Kent in the country.
Hey, it is happening right there. The second most unrealistic reality show in all of TV. Good morning to you, Kent in the country, with you this morning. We got a lot coming up, including music from Lanco and Born to Love You. It's on the way next. Good morning.
Kent in the country.